Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Celtics Wednesday. We'll talk C's coming up at high noon with Terp. We'll get to the Bruins as well. Good win for them. Again, good job, Keefe.
Yep, you're welcome.
Firing them up. You don't want to take all the credit.
I'll take some of it.
Yeah, take some.
I'd be crazy not to. But, Lesser Man would take all of the credit. Not me.
No.
It's about those guys out there. It's about those fans in those seats. It's about that coach. It's about the whole squad. The beat writers did a great job.
Beat writers did a good job.
Those guys have been all over it.
White knighting for the team. That's true.
They need it. They need that. Brad needs their help.
One text here, 617-779-7937. So the style of winning is more important than winning? Got it, Jones.
Ooh,
no.
In
no,
your
I,
face.
I, look, if they're going to win games, I might. If they win, call it 10 games in the regular season. High number.
Wow.
Let's say they win 10 games.
Yeah.
Well,
I might.
He did have him, what, 10-1?
No, that's a good point.
Last year, he liked him after that first win.
Last year's team winning 10 games. That's true. So let's say they win 10 games, they're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll stop there.
I might question their style and go, is it sustainable in the postseason? I might bring that up. But I want them to win games. I'll be happy however they win games. My question is, how do you think you win games in 2025? And I don't think it's a run-first approach when you have the stud quarterback. Now, look, Keith, you bring up. Detroit's the offense we all want to replicate. They run it a ton.
Yeah.
They run it on, you know, the backs of not just Gibbs, but also Montgomery, who should be healthy this week. The Ravens run it a ton. You mentioned the Bills are more middle of the pack in terms of rush attempts per game. All those teams blow people out, so my guess is some of that is game script related,
too. It is a little
too.
Skewed sometimes. Bad teams have to pass at the end. But good teams run at the end.
Three of the offenses I would want to be and three of the teams I would want to be, they are heavy run teams. So maybe that flies in the face of how I want to build it. And the Bengals are like all throwing it. And the Bengals missed the postseason last year. And I don't want to be the Bengals. So I'll be happy however they win. But I think the best way to win, the best way, the easiest way, is to have Drake May elevate. I mean, that's my personal opinion on that. I don't think it's get another running back with Ramondre Stevenson and have a tandem running attack like the Lions. I think they're too far away from that.
It also depends on personnel, obviously, because the top three rushing teams this season, just yards per game, regular season, were the Ravens, Eagles, and Commanders. So three playoff teams, three really good teams. But you also have Lamar, Jalen Hurts, and Jaden Daniels. On top of that, Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley. So, like, that's insane. Like, that's the best running quarterbacks combined with some of the best running backs in the league. So if you want to look at some of the other teams that you might want to, you know, the Chiefs don't run it great. The even the Vikings didn't run it a ton. The Rams don't run it a ton compared to some other teams. So,
that surprises me. Kyron, they don't run it a ton with Kyron.
They don't. Well, as a team, the Rams averaged 103 yards a game. Like, they were towards the bottom. So, yeah. There's a lot of different ways to do it. We even talked about when the playoffs began, 9 of the top 10 offenses are in the playoffs. 9 of the top 10 defenses are in the playoffs. So if you excel at one of those things, you should be able to get in.
Well, one of the things I would hear in that stat you just gave me, where all those offenses have some of the best running quarterbacks, Lamar, Hurts, and Jaden Daniels. Two of them have great running backs, as you illustrated.
I was going to say, Saquon Barkley himself ran for 2,000 yards.
But Drake May can be a big part of the running.
Yes.
Team,
so you could actually model yourself after that a little bit.
You can.
Yeah.
So, look, I mean, let's get into it. What's their most important thing that they need on offense? I think Vrabel's making it clear. He wants offensive line help. You got to protect the quarterback. Yeah. You have to impact the quarterback, or however you set it on defense, and you got to protect the quarterback on offense. It's clear. O-line, D-line are points of emphasis for Vrabel. Is that what you want? Is that where you would start?
I still want the wide receiver. I know you're like, yeah, Keith, you're a moron, and you just like the shiny objects, which is true. However, I think...
Who doesn't like a shiny
object? They need improvements on both, right? So I'm not just going to sit here and be like, if they get one offensive tackle, like, they're good to go with what? Booty and Douglas and Jalen Polk? So I think... I still maintain an average offensive line and elite wide receivers, you have a better chance. And I think your quarterback would probably prefer that. If you have both, holy smokes, now you're the Lions and now you're cooking with gas. Or the Eagles, they have great both and like all that. Yeah, ideally you get to that point where you build a whole team. But right now the Patriots are so far away that I would take my shot on like a big money wide receiver and then try to improve the offensive line as well. But I think without that big receiver, What are they going to do?
Yeah, I would prioritize it the same. It's wide receiver before O-line, but you need both. And Vrabel says we're going to, you know, pass efficiently and we're going to protect the quarterback and all these things. I'm fine with all that. I'm really fine with spending on a running back, probably more so than a lot of people out there. I'm not taking Ashton Jeanty at 4.
No.
I don't know if he fell into the 20s for some reason. Would I move up from 30, whatever? Where are they in the second round? 35, 36? Would I move up from there and try to go get Jeanty in the 20s? Yeah, I'd be all for that. Or taking a running back in round 2. I'm pro-drafting a running back.
That's why not getting the first pick screws you so bad. Because if you had the first pick, you could probably trade down and then grab a running back as sort of like this extra fun piece, but then get the big hoss or get a wide receiver. And that's just day one of the draft. But instead you have the number 4 pick. Maybe you can still trade down. I mean, you can trade down.
And that, by the way, is just the draft. Like, there's a lot of different ways to do it. So if they trade for a wide receiver, they trade for A.J. Brown or D.K. Metcalf or whomever. They make a trade for one of these guys, or they sign T. Higgins.
I like that.
Well, then, okay. Then at 4, talk to me about an offensive tackle and talk to me about the best place to get one, and do you trade down to get one? Or talk me up on Abdul Carter or, you know, whomever. Fine. But the number one priority, get that wide receiver. And what I would want, beyond just a pure outside receiver, is I do want, I look at the Lions and how they've operated on offense. I do want that go-to guy that is not just Drake May hucking it up on the outside. I want, and Amon-Ra, like, I want that style of receiver.
Yeah.
I don't need Amon-Ra St. Brown. You're not going to get him.
You try.
And that's a high-end comp.
Yeah.
But I want them to get that style of receiver more than even a Ja'Marr Chase style of receiver. I want that for Drake May, a guy who the whole building knows where it's going, and he can still get open, and he can still, you know, make plays. That's what I want for Drake May.
Yeah, like, and, you know, don't get us wrong. We don't think you can get by with a bad offensive line. You need to improve the offensive line. I just think of certain plays where, you know, let's say it's a jailbreak, and, you know, Vadarian Lowe doesn't even touch the guy that he's trying to block. Drake May spins out of it, picks up 5 yards. Or everything's blocked up great, Pop Douglas runs the wrong route, and it's an interception. Or you throw it to even Hunter Henry, who actually wasn't a big problem, but remember that one play where he caught the ball and handed it to the other team.
Handed it right to the defense.
Kayshon Booty, same thing. A completed pass. Drake May had enough time, even with that horrible offensive line, connected with the receiver who literally handed the ball to the defense. So if you get rid of plays like that and guys like that, you know, I'm sure if Drake May was asked, you know, would you rather have Penei Sewell or Amon-Ra St. Brown off of the Lions? Yeah, you want both.
I would like both.
I think you might want St. Brown more.
I would rather have Amon-Ra.
Yeah,
I would.
So that's where I go.
A lot of people are saying things like this on the text line. Guys, wake up. The foundation of a house is what holds up the house.
Yeah, I know.
Not the pretty windows and the doors.
I get it. I've been there.
You have to go O-line first.
I think that's the majority. I believe the majority of people feel that way, I think.
Okay, a lot of people were saying that last year, like draft Joe Alt over Drake May. Would that have been the right move?
That would have been the wrong move.
Okay. So don't
but
know.
Now that you have the quarterback, I think this is a little bit more.
This one's a lot closer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree. I'd still lean with the doors and windows over the foundation. I'd still lean towards the door, the shiny door knocker.
Doors.
Yeah. Like, give me the shiny object. What I'd still lean that way.
Get a nice rough.
But just know, all of you people talk about the foundation and getting an offensive lineman. You were saying that last year, too, which means you would have missed out on Drake May.
Yeah.
That was your thought process last year.
I also blame Elliott Wolf for this because he found a way to get such a horrible offensive line that people are like, of course you need the offensive line, but you don't need five all pros. Like, you can get by, you can block it up for Drake May, especially an athletic quarterback who, you know, and because you also need these receivers to get open. Like, how confident are you in this current receiver group to both get open and then also catch the ball?
Yeah.
Oh, this group?
Not much.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How much does Drake May need a running game? Like, how much does he need? How much does a young quarterback need that in today's NFL?
Oh, I think it helps quite a bit. Yeah, and he can be a part of it, too. Right? Like, it doesn't just have to be Saquon Barkley lining up next to you, but I think that helps a ton. Because how many times did they run the ball on first down this year? All the time. But how many times did they run it on first down, and then it was second and 10 or second and 9? Awful.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the stat in Philly is insane that they were saying during the game on Sunday. I don't think Saquon Barkley... Was it like first sign of contact? Was that like 4 yards? Or like something?
Yeah.
He had some insane number where
so far down the field before he even gets touched.
So my guess is it was always second and 5 at the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that just makes the job of the quarterback so much easier. And the play caller.
And I think this is a fair counterpoint to what you're saying, like or to what I originally said, and backing up what you're saying, is, yeah, any running back could run behind the Eagles offensive
line.
Well, maybe. But it looks a lot different with Saquon versus DeAndre Swift a year ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, or Miles Sanders.
Okay, so to me, that's why I would invest in a running back this offseason. It's down my list.
Yeah, I don't
think
that.
But I do think that's important for Drake May.
I got you.
So how do you rebuild the offense? How do you fix the defense? How important is the OC hire? Who is your ideal offensive coordinator for Drake May? Because I think his development is obviously key
to this
team next year. Paramount.
Yeah.
Is the right word for it. Speaking of Drake May.
Uh-huh.
You see, he went on a little vacation?
I like a little vacation. I could use a vacation.
Skipped out on the Mike Vrabel introductory press conference.
Now, where'd he go?
Ooh, I don't know.
Do you remember? But it was out of the country, I believe.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think it was the Cape.
Well, I don't think it was Florida either.
I don't think so.
I don't think he went to Disneyland. He didn't win the Super Bowl.
So let's get into Drake May and how we feel about, I don't know, his whole attitude, the way he's carrying himself, his leadership maybe is the best way to put it. Let's get into that with all your phone calls next.